It's Gorilla Girls Night, only on 95.3 Gorilla.
Hey, you guys, what's up? It's Jessie Paige.
And Sherry Mo.
And this is Gorilla Girls Night. It's Friday, you guys.
Thank goodness.
And like, we keep saying hot gorilla summer. Sherry, we have to touch on this.
Okay.
People are saying, we're outside. I'm outside.
That's right. We're outside.
Are we physically outside? But what does this mean in other forms?
I think outside is a way of mind. Just, okay. It's a...
Okay.
Essentially, we're turning up, we're outside, we're looking good, we're feeling good,
thinking
we're not sitting in the house. Yeah, we're thinking outside the box.
There we go, too. I know that, I will say this, it is a hot gorilla summer because I just learned that we gave away almost $22,000.
Insane.
With the banana bank.
To local listeners only, of course, no monkey business.
You know what you can do with 22 grand?
Like, I could do a lot.
I'm an adult. I don't know.
99% of my problems at this exact moment.
$22,000. Like, yep. That is absolutely insane. So, also, you guys, make sure you text the word gorilla to 228-604-4487 to get updates on everything that's happening gorilla-wise, because you're going to want to know what happens next. I'm just saying.
Yeah, more big money, more contests, more giveaways, and of course, a ton of good music.
Yeah, of course. Coming up next, we're going to be jumping into the video that I found on TikTok.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, we got to talk about it.
Let's do it.
The girls are taking over the gorilla.
The ladies are in control of the gorilla.
It's Gorilla Girls Night, only on 95.3 Gorilla.
Hey, you guys, what's up? It is Gorilla Girls Night.
It is.
Sherry's here. My name is Jessie Paige, if you're new here. But we have to talk about this video that I found. And I thought it was so interesting because I don't see people talk about this much.
Sure.
You know, a lot of issues that couples have is infidelity, you know, cheating, lying, going behind their back, whatever. So... there's a video I found that says couples who don't argue about infidelity, what are y'all arguing about?
Oh, baby, I'm ready for this one. Come on.
In the comments, and Sherry, I'm going to send it to you right now.
Okay.
Check it out. It says, I'm heavy on turning off the light.
Okay, period.
That's an argument.
I tell you, I don't even want to say that this is an argument in my household, but it's a stressor nonetheless. It's constantly, so what do you want for dinner? What are we going to do for dinner? What's the plans for dinner?
I don't know. Whatever you want. No.
Between the man and the kids, the second they all get home, they're just starving and looking at me. And I'm like, I don't know.
This next one says, when he watched my Netflix show without me.
Oh,
That's an argument.
I was a little snooty with my husband the other night, and I got home and watched Love Island without him.
No way. Oh, that's like a thing y'all do together?
Yes, we watch Love Island together. That's our jam. Speaking of, Love Island is heating up too.
Okay, everybody's talking about it.
You need to lock in. We're still early enough in the season. You can lock in right now.
Okay. I'm going to try it.
I also assume that people probably argue about their... I feel like majority of arguments in my household start with not what you said, but the way you said it.
Oh, your tone.
Yeah, it's your tone.
My husband gets mad at me about my tone, and I'm like, I wasn't even having an attitude with you.
That's exactly how we are. I'll be asking Tanner, I'm like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And he's like, nothing but you asking me what's wrong.
Well, I want to know because I'm an empath and I know that something's wrong with
you. The vibes were off. You breathed slightly different. I know what's going on.
Okay, but that's the thing is your footsteps are loud. Does that show past trauma?
Here at Gorilla Girls Night, nothing's off the table. And Jessie gets super transparent. Maybe too transparent.
It's Girls Night on 95.3 Gorilla.
What's up, 95.3 Gorilla? It's Girls Night, Sherry Moe, and Miss Jessie Paige with ya.
Yeah.
Okay, so men seem to think that girls are just these mysterious, hard-to-read creatures. So I think it's time that we school the people on some girl translations.
Okay,
what do
I'm
you
down.
Think?
I'm so down.
Okay, first things first, if she says she's not hungry, she might not be hungry in that exact second, but I suggest you circle back within about 10 minutes or you're going to learn what hangry is.
Ask again or order more for her on the side.
And 9 times out of 10, if your girl's just randomly got an attitude, get her a little treat. Get her a little something to eat and then circle back. We'll see.
Get him a gas station snack. We talked about this before.
Every time.
Gas station snacks are the best. I love this one. It says, when a girl says to you, I'm sorry, I think I have plans that night. Means no, I want to sit at home in my face mask
and drink
a glass of wine. And she's not sorry, all right?
That's right. One of my current favorites is, that's a choice.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a choice. Essentially, it means like, that's a stupid choice, but it's up to you to make that choice.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not bad. It's just a choice. Yeah.
Do we need to mention the F word?
Oh, okay, so I say this on a daily basis.
Yeah?
I don't say the F word. I say, If somebody says, oh, I'm fine, they're not fine.
You're not fine.
Literally, I know anybody in my life right now, if they're like, I'm fine. No, fine is an F word.
Yeah.
It's a cuss word. It is what it is. And we're not doing it because I know that something's wrong at that point in time. I don't say it. And when I do say it, I'm like, oh, you're right. I'm not okay.
No, because nobody who is actually just great, doing good, is going to be like, I'm fine. You're not.
No. Something's up. Something happened. What did you do wrong? I can't.
And then, of course, if she asks, do you like me? Even if you've been married 100 years and you kiss the ground she walks on, if she's asking if you like her, she essentially needs a little validation, a little extra lovey-dovey. She's asking 100%. You for reassurance.
Yeah. And up next, we're going to jump back into girl translations.
Let's do it.
Turn up 95.3 Gorilla Girls Night.
Friday nights, 7 to 9, only on 95.3 Gorilla.
Hey, you guys, what's up? It is Gorilla Girls
Night. It is.
We're having so much fun jumping into these girl translations.
Yes.
So basically, we are having this topic where girls say one thing and they really mean another.
Yeah.
And I think that we're just breaking it down. Now, would it be simple if we just said what we meant?
Of course, but there's always more to mine. So let's say she says, I don't really care where we eat. That typically means either one, she really doesn't care. She's cool with whatever.
Yes.
Or two, typically she has somewhere in mind that she's either worried might be too expensive. It might not be what you want. She's got a whole lot going on.
There is a video going around about this. I don't know if you've seen it. Where the guy's like, guess where we're going to eat? And the first place she says is where you're supposed to go.
I've heard,
even though you have no plans to go anywhere.
This circles us back to I don't want to figure out what we're eating ever again. Yeah. I don't want to figure out dinner. I don't want to figure out anything. But I also saw a girl one time that was like, I don't know what I want to eat because I want 3 bites of a McFlurry from McDonald's. I want 16 French fries from Chili's. Mm-hmm. It's so true. Yeah. Just a little sampler.
Buffet. A little buff. A triple dipper, if you will. Also, if Chili's, you're listening to this, I love
Chili's. If you're listening, baby, I'm trying to get involved.
I go to your establishment twice a week. Lori, she's the bartender here at Gulfport. Look.
And then, just to get serious for a tiny little second, let's make this one abundantly clear.
Okay.
If she says no, that means no.
100%. It means no.
If she says pretty much anything other than yes, that's still no. And that goes for the men as well.
Yes, 100%. I know that we just talked about, if you weren't here a second ago, fine is an F word.
Yeah.
All right? Fine is an F word. If somebody says, I'm fine, you're
fine isn't fine.
Mm-mm. We need to jump into it. There's an issue. Okay. So up next, we're actually going to do
tea time.
Yay.
It's Friday. Let's act like it.
You're on Gorilla Girls Night on 95.3.
What's up, 95.3 Gorilla? It's girls' night and it's tea time.
Yay. This is a segment basically where you guys message us tea. This could be hot gossip around, your establishment of work, your home. Maybe something happened to you and you just really want to blurt it out and you want to be anonymous or you don't. But I feel like we should maybe change the name to this.
Okay. What are your thoughts?
I feel like we could have tea time, but Gulf Coast small talk.
Okay, a little more, a little less drama, a little more just local.
100%, local thing. We can do it both. We're just going to do both today. And I am so surprised that you guys actually messaged us because it's been a minute.
Yeah.
But we're here. We're going to jump into it. Somebody said, my man is 28 years old. He's always playing video games, which I don't mind, but he plays Roblox. Am I being an ass or is that weird?
It is weird. It is weird. I don't get the video game all the time trend. My man has a PS5. Mm-hmm. He'll play it very occasionally.
Yeah.
But I've never understood the 24/7 video game trend.
I mean, I get it. I get that's the way I decompress. I understand. Yeah. My husband plays it, but he does not play Roblox. I think specifically
Roblox is odd.
The part of this is I think that's a children's game, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. But I won't let my kids play Roblox.
Okay.
Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, there are chat features and adult predators. We don't rock with that.
That's the part that I'm not in it, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But if your man is 28 and he's playing Roblox continuously, all the time, check his messages. Maybe try and get the feel of what he's doing on. I mean,
maybe he really just loves Roblox.
Yeah.
But still, there are bigger issues at hand at the fact that he's playing video games 24/7.
1,000%.
Nobody should be playing anything 24/7. We should probably be, living life, going to work.
Open a book. No, I'm just kidding.
Period. Open some books. That part.
Coming up next, we're going to jump more into the tea time / Gulf Coast talk.
Let's do it.
It's Friday. Let's act like it.
You're on Gorilla Girls Night on 95.3.
What's up, 95.3 Gorilla? We are in the middle of a segment. Tea time, Gulf Coast talk.
Yeah.
We're talking. We're teeing. Hey.
You guys are messaging us, telling us stuff, and we're just repeating it on the air. And if you don't want your names to be called out, we won't.
Yeah,
we won't
just tell us. Say, hey, keep it on the DL.
100%.
So here's one. Mm-hmm. They say, I work at a well-known restaurant here on the coast, specifically in Biloxi.
Okay.
My manager is so fine, but she has a boyfriend, but she's clearly not happy.
Okay. Is this like an advice they're asking for?
I think so.
Okay.
They left us with a dot, dot, dot.
Okay, so I'm thinking, so we're going to say our piece.
Yeah.
What do you think about this?
Well, pretty much. I mean, if she's not happy, maybe there's a breakup on the way, and then maybe you can slide right in there.
I know, but just don't, like, demolish the relationship. Be supportive. Yeah. Be a supportive coworker. But I mean, okay, but she's your manager, right? Is that what it's
like? Yeah, that can make things a bit sticky. I don't know. I know the restaurant industry, there's lots of kind of intermingling and all, but I don't know what the rules are, depending on each restaurant and all, about, like, someone in the position of a power. With someone else.
Also, like, what's the age gap?
Yep, that's true.
How big is the age gap? Because if you're 16 if they're 25, it's not good.
But if you're like in your 20s and they're anywhere,
But also, like, if someone's going through a breakup, like, I'll say, like, the advice I'll give is be supportive. Maybe ask if you can help out in any type of way.
Yeah.
But let's not, like, what is the word I'm looking for? Let's not
pray for their downfall.
Yes. No, exactly. Like, set them up for failure.
Yeah.
Maybe. Don't be, like, trying to mack with them in the back alley. And then,
very true. But I do feel like this might be the time to be like, if you need somebody to listen to, I'm here. Go ahead and just plant that seed and water it, baby.
I don't know. Like, I'm not trying to, like, assume
neither of us
are,
knowing how to possibly find a mate like this anyway.
I can't flirt to save my life. All right, we'll be right back.
Let's go, girls. It's Gorilla Girls Night on 95.3 Gorilla.
95.3 Gorilla, it's Girls Night, and we are doing Gulf Coast Talk, and you guys are talking to us.
You guys are sliding our DMs, and I love it. Continue to do that even right now. You can text 228-604-4487,
yep.
Or you can get us on Instagram, whatever, Facebook, message us. All right, what we got, Sherry? What we got
next?
So
this person's just letting a little something off their chest. They say, I work for... we won't name it, a sporting goods store here on the coast. And people just come in specifically to mess up stuff, play around, and then leave. Aww. They literally wreck the store and then leave.
That sucks.
I don't like that.
No.
I'm not a fan of that. Like,
are they children?
Probably. It honestly sounds like some little young ones.
Are they in high school or something like that? You know, I could see that because I
and then they have to fix it, I'm sure. That's frustrating.
Yeah. What's sporting goods store like?
What are they doing? Is it fun?
We don't have a brand deal with these people. Academy or Sporting Goods?
Which one is it?
Oh my gosh, I see another one though. I really want to bring this up. I think we've talked about this before. It says, people used to go to the old lighthouse in Biloxi across from Treasure Bay to hook up.
Mm.
I know because I've gone there a few times and it's sketchy as hell. Okay, here's the thing. I think I've talked about this before.
Probably.
I probably shouldn't admit this on the radio, but I have been there to that. I've been making out with somebody at that area. We used to go park
our
sketchy? Car. Oh my gosh. I think I there's... trash and glass and needles and crazy stuff.
So you hear lighthouse and it sounds romantic.
Look, no, listen. Ooh. I think it's blocked off now.
Probably.
I think that there's a gate around it and you can't even get around there. But when I tell you the foundation around the lighthouse was not stable enough for us to be parking our cars.
Oh my gosh. Maybe don't go to the lighthouse.
Yeah.
Instead, maybe just go to the beach.
Yeah,
just go to the beach.
Snuggle up. I think there's a curfew, but you know what? If you're out there not causing any trouble, I'm pretty sure the police don't care.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Big chillin'. Gosh. I guess I missed out on that little snippet from the lighthouse.
Oh yeah, I can't.
Ooh.
Okay.
Grab a glass of whatever, sit down, and get ready to yap.
It's Girls Night on 95.3 Gorilla.
Hey, you guys, what's up? It is Gorilla Girls Night.
It is.
And we are just talking about small town Gulf Coast talk, tea time. You guys are spreading your tea to us.
Yeah.
And these are good. And if you have any right now that we don't have time enough to say, we're going to read them next week.
Yeah. So Speaking of, we just had a new message pop in right now.
Okay.
Oh, they're talking about downtown Ocean Springs.
Oh, great.
Okay, let's see.
I've had my share.
I'm going to blind read it. Here we go.
Okay.
This says, one of the worst places to go on the coast is this well-known bar in downtown Ocean Springs. Mm-hmm. Oh, but we didn't name drop. Okay. They said, I had the worst experience of my life there.
Mm-hmm.
Then they say, granted, I'm the one who took the shots, but I got broken up with in the middle of the dance floor.
Aww.
I can't remember half of the night, but my ex, Connor. Oh, we're name dropping the ex. Connor.
What's the last name?
Literally walked in with a new chick that he was hooking up with. What would you have done?
Okay.
Okay, well, first things first, bestie. I don't think the bar is the problem.
Yeah.
And I don't think the bar is the problem.
Did we get... Okay, so she said something about that she got broken up with in the middle of dance floor, and then he walked in. Did he leave and come back?
I'm thinking maybe it was a like a whole separate something. Maybe like a breakup with one person, and then the ex walked in with a new girl.
Maybe so.
Oh,
maybe she just had a lot going on.
Dramatic night.
I know, but like, I love how she said a well-known bar.
A well-known bar. Maybe it was not the bar's fault, girlfriend. But what would I do? For one, I probably would have embarrassed myself. I'm not going to lie. That sounds like a whole lot at one time.
I have embarrassed myself in a well-known bar in downtown Ocean Springs. And if you saw it, that was the old Jessica. That's not the...
I'll tell you what I would have done. Honestly, gone home. At that point, I would have been so just sick and done with everything. I would have gone home, had me a good cry, ordered some drunk Taco Bell, and called it a day.
You know what? Hell yeah.
What? Hell yeah. That's my advice for you, baby. But we're also, maybe just, you know, next time go to Biloxi or something. I don't know.
We're going to recap up next on Gorilla.
Turn a bad day into happy hour.
It's Girls Night on 95.3 Gorilla.
Woo! Hi, y'all.
Hi, friends. It's Girls Night.
It is Girls Night, and we just had a message come in. We are doing small town talk tea time on Gorilla. This girl, basically, Sherry helped me out here.
Long story short, she was at a bar in Ocean Springs. She's like, I hate this bar, but here's what happened. She got dumped in the middle of the dance floor. She was really drunk, and then her ex walks in with a new girl. So she just had a really horrible time, and she asked, what would we do in that situation? I said, my ass is going home.
Yeah.
But Jess, what would you have done?
I mean... I love how she said, I'm the one who took the shots. Granted, it's my fault. I love the self-recognition here that you definitely made this worse for yourself.
You did. But granted, you were having a really bad night anyway.
So old Jess probably would have done the same thing and got tore up from the floor up. I probably would have tried to grab some chick and make out with her.
Like, oh my gosh.
I'm just being honest. This is old Jessica, right?
Yep.
This is 2020 Jessica, 2021 Jessica, whatever. I would have probably tried to act like I was the hottest one in the club.
Oh yeah.
And then taken some pictures, posted them.
Yep, of course.
Maybe like had a cryptic song on the post.
Grab the first semi-attractive person and post them on your story.
Well, now probably what I would have done is acted like Jessica now. I probably would have acted like I didn't care. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I would have probably shown, you know what, if you're going to do that to me, then you don't matter and I'm just going to live my life and you were a chapter, thanks, but you sucked.
And hop to the next bar, baby.
To the next bar. Or, you know, I probably would have gone and got Waffle House and got like one of those bowls with the gravy on top.
Yep, and just and then sobbed just and stopped, ate your Waffle
and then
House.
Gone home and probably had multiple glasses of wine at my house.
Yeah. But also, girlfriend, you sound like somebody I want to have a conversation with. So if you want to come rehash this actual experience.
We're inviting you now. We'll be
invited to the future of Gorilla Girls Night.
I love this. Part two.
Connor, do you want to be a caller?
You know what? Yeah, no, she said Connor. That's his name. We need to last. Mm-hmm. We need a user.
Pour a glass of whatever, then turn up 95.3 Gorilla Girls Night with Jessie Paige.
Friday nights, 7 to 9, only on 95.3 Gorilla.
All right, friends, this is the end of Gorilla Girls Night.
This was fun.
This was so fun. I'm having a good time, friends. It's a hot gorilla summer. We're outside. We taught Jessie what that means.
We're outside. Am I? I don't know.
And we've just had a really good night of basically reading off your stories.
I know. This was fun. And if you guys have any, again, message us, text us, slide into our DMs. I have my own Instagram. So does Sherry.
Yes.
I have a Facebook.
I have a Facebook. Yeah. I'm not rocking with Instagram these days. But
there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, just slide
into our Sherry
DMs.
On the radio. Jess is, let me see if I can do it.
Yeah.
Jessie with an I _ Pagers with an S on Insta.
There you go.
And we're 95.3 Gorilla on all the socials.
Thank you guys.
Yeah. We've got a ton of really cool games and giveaways coming up this season.
I'm excited. And we just gave away $22,000.
No big deal.
Like, I think it was $21,910 or like
you guys said, make the gorilla's pockets hurt.
I know. And hey, we're having fun doing it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right, you guys. Have a great night. Have a good weekend. And be careful. Be safe. And tell us your drama.
Yeah. And don't add or subtract from the population unless you're trying to add to it. Okay. Love you. Bye.
It's Gorilla Girls Night, only on 95.3 Gorilla.